are now listening to Real Talk with Mr. Q, the War Machine.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Real Talk. I'm your host, Mr. Q, the War Machine. Thank you for joining me in the war room. Give a shout out to everyone, wherever you may be, whatever time zone you may be, whatever country you're listening to this podcast in. Thank you for your support, listening and sharing this podcast with whoever. Just thank you. And taking 5 minutes, 5 seconds out of your busy schedule. Today's podcast is going to be on the topic of, well, I talked about this topic in my first season, but it came back up again. It's about black women have to settle for bisexual men. And I gave a warning then. A lot of other people gave a warning about a couple years ago back. But now this is the story's come back up again. You're hearing black women have to settle for bisexual men in marriage because of the suitable mates out here, or they got to go cross over to get bread and stuff, people going in and out of prison and stuff, that type of thing. But I'm this podcast gonna be kind of quick, try to be quick, but I'm just gonna give my two cents about it, because I already talked about it, this subject, and it just came up again, like, but it was a woman that was bringing it up, saying that she felt bad for the sisters out here. And I'm like, no, I don't feel bad for most of the sisters out here doing it, because this is what happens when you don't demand excellence of each other. This is what happens when you break down the family. This is what happens when you lose respect for one another. This is what happens when you do not raise a generation to replace the generation before you to be suitable mates for your kids and someone else's kids to continue the legacy. So you have this foolishness, and this is what happens when you settle for everything and everybody got to do this and everybody got to do that. I know people may say, well, damn, Ms. Q, you on here, you judge the folks. To a point, yeah, I am judging you, because again, I've seen a lot of the foolery. And you have too. Let's be real, people. Then, like I said, the title of the show is Real Talk. Let's don't come here with your feelings on your shoulders talking that nonsense. We have seen a lot of dumb relationships and dumb situations unfold, and no one said anything about it and just swept it under the rug and said, you know what, you can't judge, and it's all going to pan out, and you know, all this stuff, and God know my heart. We've heard all those alibi excuses of certain to some certain degree. We've heard all that. You know it. Let's just be real. You want best, you build for best. You don't want best, you get less. That's basically what you're going, that's what you got now. You don't want the best, so you got less. And so you're going to scrape the bottom of a barrel and throw, you know, whatever little decency of, you know, whatever it is in your heart that you can say, you know, I'm just going to lay down with this dude because he like laying down with another dude, or even vice versa. There's guys out here that have, you know, accepted bisexual women into their life and think it's kind of kinky. I got two women. No, because one is gonna win over the other. You threw morality out the door, like, get on out of here, I don't want you. Now you won't, I just accept it. This is the new norm. This is the new norm that you set. This is not the norm that's supposed to be. This is the norm that you set. And people have been warning, hey, man, you don't want to go down that path, because once you go down it, it's slippery. And it's going to be hard to get back up. And now you're on that slippery slope, and now you can't get back up. And you figure, well, someone said, you know, a half a man is better than no man at all. That's an old saying that people have used to say that, you know, and I used to hate that when I used to hear that. Because I used to see a lot of decent women, when decent women were out, tolerate a lot of doggish men. Because man got to be a man. Man going to be a man. And that woman would sit there and cook and clean for this mug and walk on out the door. you know, or they come home and they want to beat that woman because that woman is reminding them of their vows to love and cherish that person and or respect that person. I'm going to come home and beat the shit out of you because you just remind me of how low down I am. That's the power. And I'm saying again, that's the power of positive, kind people to a point. It brings out the negative in a lot of fools that they either A, they're going to hate you or they're going to act out on you. I just want to throw that out there. But this thing here, I don't feel sad for most of you sisters out there because y'all wanted to be strong and independent. Now you strong and independent with a dude that say, you know what, I'm going to be your man Monday through, you know, Tuesday, but come Saturday, I'm going over here to be with, you know, Leroy. You know, because Leroy, you know, I just can't stay away from Leroy. And I'm like I said, I've been, you know, I've seen that personally. No jokes. I've seen men move their lover into the house. You know, I had a cousin who was out there flaming. And he was the lover. And his lover moved him into his home with his wife and son. Had a room. Had, you know, had space, cause he wasn't sleeping on the sofas nowhere in the basement. He had a room. I kid you not. I lied to you not, people. This has actually happened. And I'm sitting here looking at this dude. I'm looking at it, listening to the conversation. Like, you ain't dead? No. Wife knew about it. And the wife felt like this here, like you hear, like it was something. Some woman somehow was on TikTok or something recently saying that, you know, why should be nicer to the other women? Y'all should team up together to make the man life better. You know, you probably seen that TikTok video of some stupid ass black chick said that crap. Ignorant. Just ignorant. Ignorant as hell. Just ignorant. I'm gonna say it again, just ignorant. And this is ignorant too, because this woman accepted that. And this dude had a son. You brought this shit to your family. There's no shame in your game. None whatsoever. You heard me say this many times for all my true followers and not those people that come in and out. But those and sit here and said, like I used to tell you, that my mom, you say, you go out here and do stuff in the street, you better not make sure it come back home. You do your dirt out there, but I better not know nothing about it. And I've been living by that policy for a long time. If I do stuff, no one knows but me, myself, and God. But to bring that shit home, that's foul. That's nasty. And it's downright disgusting. And that's why a lot of stuff happens. Because we codify and we accept the foolery of people. Dumb shit. Don't expect excellence. Don't expect anything better. Or just say, you know what, fuck it. Just go on about your business and get on up out of here and let me do me. And I ain't got time to see you. I see you when I see you. All right, man. I ain't got time. Bye. You make my flesh itch. Beat it. We don't know how to put that foot down and put these fools out. We keep letting them back because we believe that we need these fools. You don't. Get rid of them. You do yourself a favor. And this is what happens when, again, going back to the sisters again, when we say when you out here messing around and you know these dudes ain't no good, but when that guy that one guy that really liked you and you like and the dude wasn't ugly, he just didn't have everything together right away, or he didn't have the thing that you want right away. He said, "Nah, I want to go out here and play the field. I got a 69 chance of winning," and you crapped out. And now you're sitting here, you're hit the wall. And now you got all these, you know, down low flamers that want to come in. Or what's the prison term, tread, folks coming in. And you accept that. You wouldn't accept nothing else from that straight square guy. You'll call him out, hold him to task, call him everything but the child of God. But this gutter trash that just came out of prison and that's got his thinking about his prison wife, you accept him, accept all his faults, all his nonsense, allow him to come on in. Hell, you got kids, don't matter. trust this fool, all this dumb shit. So, what do you think, where I stand on it? Like, think I care about it? Nope. You're getting what you deserve. And I know somebody done told you. You can't sit there and say it then, because, like I said, you're talking to a former fool. Every former fool, or any fool, period, has been warned of something. We just didn't want to hear it, because it didn't feel right. It didn't sound right. Then some of it didn't even taste right. You know, whatever that is. Some of us. But we knew, and somebody told us, and you said, no, you know, I'm not going to do it, because I got it from you. And I'm going to prove you wrong. And you went out there and you got done wrong. Now, this is why you want to bring out the violin and start serenading one another of your sad stories. You get no sympathy here. Just like I don't want no sympathy when I come to you. I don't come to you with my bullshit like, hey, something, no. So why should you come with this nonsense and say, well, you know, this is just going on? No, this is what you accepted. You accept it because this is what you want. No one, you know, twisted your arm. You wanted that because you didn't want to build and have a plethora of strong men there. You didn't replenish the pool. You accepted all this foolishness, gender neutrality, all this nonsense. Now you're sitting up here. I got to deal with this dude, and I'm just going to accept it. Now, in the commentary on YouTube, it was said that back in the day, women was, you know, frowning, and they would. Women used to sit there, man, as recently as 2000, I'm going to say 2000, I give about 2010. You would sit there and say you was bi, bi, for real, you be gone. Chick up and then left your ass. That's not my cup of tea. I'm not with that. Now, you know, I get the best of both worlds now, you know. I get a strong but a little feminine, you know. That's the mindset you got to trick yourself to believe. You got to believe it. And if you don't, go on YouTube right now. There's more black women that listen to gay black men than anything on that's over there. And you got some brothers on there following, listening to that crap. Nonsense. Hey, do you? But when you don't listen to the man who's straight, like, yo, baby, you need to do this. Come on, let's get up, let's get this thing going. But then you start switching and swatching when this dude start talking, who got more sugar in his tank than Dixie Crystal. There's a problem, and you know it. You made your decision. You draw the line. You picked your team. So now you got to deal with it. And that's all I got to say on this thing. And like I said again, I know people may be, you know, disagree, and that's what this show is about. You can agree, disagree, you can hate it, whatever. But I'm just going to stand by what I stand, because I'm a real man. I don't feel sorry for you sisters going out here and have to do this, because again, you want to be strong and independent, and you wanted to blame the people who raised these soft serve dudes. Blame it. You accepted it. You didn't demand excellence. You demand excellence when it comes to that paper, but you didn't demand excellence with anything else. In order to be excellent, you got to be excellent on everything. I mean, damn near everything. And old people, Mr. King, you trying to say we got to be perfect? Nobody can be perfect. It ain't about being perfect, people. It's about just doing what you need to do. And that's it. No more, no less. And if you're gonna sit up and make excuses for it, that's your ass. Accept it. Shit, I had to. What make you special? Shit, nothing. Anyway, people, be safe. Be safe. Be vigilant out there. Again, come on back for another episode of Real Talk, Miss Q, the War Machine. Again, be safe. Be vigilant. Think, people. For real, you know, it is what it is, man. Till next time, I'm out.
This was the War Machine. Real talk with Mr. Q. Don't forget to join us next time.